Zetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missanelli, afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Yeah, let the big dog hunt. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for the last hour. I was on with Devon Gibbons. I am solo now till midnight. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. A season on the brink. It comes down to one game. It is Dallas week. One game. And then it's a crapshoot the rest of the way. They have to take care of their own business. I think they'll win two of three of those games versus L.A., Houston and Washington. Two of three. I think that's all they need. They will own the tiebreaker with Dallas. The season comes down to Sunday, kids. Comes down to Sunday at 4:25. What'd you think of last night's game? Again, you could look at it two ways. They dominated the Skins statistically. 28-10 in first downs. They doubled them in yardage, won the turnover battle. They did everything right. Time of possession, 40-20. And they won by 15 points. Looks like a good win. Or you could look at it the other way. All of the things I just said, and they had a 1-point lead in the fourth quarter. They shot themselves in the foot a couple times, but they bounced back. Did a nice job. My man Devon, I'll talk to you later, babe. Did a nice job. I'm going to fall on the side of it was a good win last night. Good win, big win. It helps that Mark Sanchez is the opposing quarterback. It helps. But I think the Birds win that game anyway with Colt McCoy. He broke his leg, unfortunately. I think they win that game anyway. But it was close in the fourth quarter. 1-point game, despite the domination. And it is Dallas week. I keep hearing people say they can go on a run now. Maybe they'll go on a run. The run has already begun. They've won two in a row. The run has already begun. First time this season, they've won two in a row. Uphill battle. It's an uphill battle from here. So, how do you look at last night's game? We've gotten a lot of callers saying they're done. Not impressive. Should have blown out the Skins. We've gotten those calls. Killing up. Carson Wentz beating up on him for that pick to Josh Norman. See, I look at it as a good win. Any win's a good win in the National Football League. But within the game, they played well. For the most part, they played well. 6-6 after winning the Super Bowl. Go figure. And if you're looking for, I think the main reason that this happened this year, in my opinion, is the coaching was subpar. They do miss Frank Reich. Don't kid yourself if you don't think so. Big time. They call a timeout last night, and they run Josh Adams up the middle. He gets blasted because no one picked up the defensive end. But even if he didn't get blasted, he had nowhere to go. Completely uncreative. They had a 3rd and 4 early in the game in the first quarter, gave it to Sproles right up the middle for no yardage. Completely uncreative. Last year, Super Bowl, Philly special. This year, Josh Adams between the tackles. Boy, they miss Frank Reich. Big time. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So we're talking Birds tonight. A season on the brink. Comes down to one game to stay alive. Because they're cooked if they lose this game to Dallas on Sunday, 4:25 kickoff. A huge game. Doesn't even need to be hyped. Doesn't even need to be hyped. It will be, because that's what we do. But just the magnitude of the game. For Dallas, too. They're on a four-game winning streak, feeling themselves, smelling themselves after that win over New Orleans, which was impressive. Their defense has come together. It really has. And their offense runs on Zeke Elliott. That's it. When he gets going, that offense clicks. Dak Prescott looks a lot better. Pressure's off him a little bit. Because I think he's an above-average quarterback. That's it. Leads the league in turnovers. Leads the league in sacks. And he doesn't throw the ball downfield. Zeke Elliott is his best friend. Killed the Eagles. Killed the Eagles last time they played. He's the key to that game on Sunday. It's Zeke Elliott. You stop Zeke Elliott, you win the ball game. They have a very rudimentary and elementary type offense. They have a stud receiver now in Amari Cooper. But you shut down Zeke, you win that football game. 610-632-0975. Jimmy and Mount Holly are 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, Joe, I was listening to you when I was on hold, and you said that we're going to beat Dallas. I agree with that. So now we'll have a three-game winning streak. So what I don't get even a little bit is this prevailing thought that we're just automatically going to go and get blown out by the Rams. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to the Rams. They are winning.
They give up a lot of points. They give up
they're not blowing anybody out, Joe.
I know.
And I don't think they're going to blow the Bears out in Soldier Field. I mean, is it going to be a tough sled to win out there? Absolutely. Can we win? You're damn right.
It's not out of the question. It really isn't. You know, I don't think they're going 15-1 in any given Sunday. You see it every week.
And there's going to be a lot of us out there. I mean, the game, I mean, it's not going to quite be like the San Diego game of last year, but it's going to be pretty close. We're going to have a lot of representation out there. I'll tell you what, if this were to take place, the mojo will be back. In fact, Charles from the Northeast will come out of hiding at that point. He should be out now. I love Charles, but you got to own it, brother. I mean, you get on here, you proclaim undefeated seasons, and you badmouth Mike from Doran. Yeah, you know, we want to hear from you. We like your calls. But, Joe, I am not ready to give up on big things. And how about those Houston Texans that you and I predicted were going to go to the Super Bowl
yep.
at the beginning of the year?
0-3 didn't look too good, did it?
No, not at all. And I'll tell you right now, I looked at their schedule. The only loss I see within reason is they got to come here in the second to the last game of the year. I mean, if they beat us, which of course we're not going to be rooting for, I mean, either New England gets beat by Miami in Miami. I mean, we may get our Eagles versus Houston Super Bowl. I don't know. I'm not ready to throw it in yet.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jim, and I appreciate the call, pal. It's not out of the question they're going to beat the Rams. Rams give up a lot of points, and I don't think they're going 15-1. They'll stumble a bit down the stretch. They're a good squad. Not a great squad, a good squad, because their defense gives up a lot of points. A couple open phone lines right now. Got to take a break. On the other side, you're going to hear from Doug Peterson. When I heard this soundbite, I was disturbed. I'm not going to tell you where in the soundbite it is. You have to guess. You have to find what set me off. stunning, but not surprising. That's on the other side. Joe Stazak here till midnight. Stick around.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic, the Mike Missinelli Show.
Why are your nipples out there? Put them out there.
Watch weekdays 2 till 5.
And till 6.
God, don't take that from me.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Tis the season, and you know what that means. The whole family celebrating under one roof, so your Wi-Fi needs to keep up. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience with the most reliable internet. Now the whole gang can stream, game, and share at the same time. And watch their holiday favorites at home or on the go with the Xfinity Stream app. Plus, see how you can save when you switch your wireless carrier to Xfinity Mobile. It's included with your internet. Switch and save hundreds. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement or promo, regular rates apply.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said...
When we donate 1 million pairs of socks... I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Dallas this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Healthy holiday tips are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. It's okay to say no. When you're invited to a holiday party and you know there will be drinking, if you're not ready or not comfortable, just say no. It's okay to politely decline. Recovery Centers of America provides high-quality addiction treatment. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Yo, we driving, yeah. Uh-huh. We living our best life and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving, it was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun, the odor's gone. Febreze car works so well. Come on, keep driving, let's go.
Oh boy, your car smells
good. Febreze
nice.
Car, yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now, let's go.
Oh yeah, we made it so
Febreze
nice.
Febreze car, keep riding, let's go. And now the world can sing.
Go to Boo Barn this Christmas and put Harriet on your list. $10 off Harriet jeans, $20 off Harriet boots. Load up on Harriet. Fill your cart at Boot Barn. Yes, fill your cart at Boot Barn.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save every day on the materials and supplies they use most when they buy in bulk. Now you can get up to 15% off select in-stock drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board when you buy in bulk. Plus, you can get 30% off select in-stock fiberglass insulation. And our dedicated pro team is here to help you get it all loaded up and get you back on the job. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
This week just got more exciting. New Jersey Lottery, Mega Millions, and Powerball jackpots are both over $200 million. So play today, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 97.5thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, Philly fans, don't miss the 76ers battle the Raptors with your favorite broadcasters calling the shots on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The showdown starts at 7:30 on NBC Sports Philadelphia and the My Teams app.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Time is running out on Window Nation's Deal of the Year. This week is the final week for buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free with no limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Temperatures have fallen. You feeling that cold air coming into your home? It's only going to get colder over the next couple of months, and your energy bills are starting to rise. So now's the time to get those windows replaced. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. This is the final week of the best offer of the year from Window Nation. This absolutely ends Sunday. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call today, 866-90-NATION, and save thousands on your windows and your energy bills. Use for holiday shopping this season. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Sports Talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Sajak in the house till midnight tonight. Dylan McKinnon, our esteemed producer behind the glass, taking your calls at 610-632-0975. A season on the brink. It is Dallas week. Can the Birds keep up their streak? Can they make a run that has already begun? Maybe Paul on a cell has the answer to that. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
How are you, man?
Not too bad. Hey, do I think Dallas is good, or the Eagles can beat Dallas? Yeah, I definitely think we can beat them. But my reason for calling today is I heard one person all day today talk about a missed call, and that was the hold on the play where Peterson runs
Peterson
for the 90 yards.
Yep.
But if you watch the fourth quarter over again, there's at least three plays on the one drive where they were lining up in a neutral zone. I mean, are we hiring referees off the streets?
Who was lining up in the neutral zone?
It wasn't even one person. It was like two to three people each time.
Which team are you talking about?
For the Redskins.
Oh, okay. Didn't notice that, to be honest with you. But
I was screaming at the TV at the time. I'm like, they're all sides. They're in the neutral zone. But, you know, nothing got called. And it wasn't just one play or one person. It was like two or three people each time. The one play that I saw that I can't remember which one it was, but The guy's helmet was completely on the other side of the ball.
Okay, I didn't see it, and I appreciate the phone call, Paul. I thought the refs were average last night. I don't like referees or umpires or officials. I just don't. So there may be some good ones out there. I'm averse to referees. Just a thing I have. I'm averse to referees. Can't stand them. Can't stand umpires. Any type of official. And I know it's a tough job. Can't stand them. But I thought they were okay last night. They missed a blatant hold. A blatant hold on, I think, Nate Gary, which opened up that hole for Peterson to, you know, jettison himself down the field, 90 yards. Let's go to Donald in Lansdowne. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Donald?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Okay, I agree with one thing, but then I disagree with another thing that you said.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the Eagles. I agree they have a very good chance of beating Dallas. I did notice something that was completely different that I haven't seen in a while, where they had Godard and Ertz on the field the majority of the time, and they also had Aguilar and Tate on the field the majority of the time, which helped Wentz spread the ball around. And I think that's a major key, because at first I was saying to myself, why don't they let Aguilar play the first half and then bring Tate in and have him run all the plays in the second half? But there's a way where you did it. There was a way which they did it where it worked with both of them on the field at the same time, which gave Wentz more options to find who was open. And I think that helped us out a great deal. It'll probably help us out the same way against Dallas, because when Tate was on the field, Aguilar was on the bench. And we didn't have Sproles. So I think we have a good chance of winning. What I disagree about is, a couple of years ago, I was talking to you about the draft, and I said, Joe Mixon. And you claimed that you would never sign him as a Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, I think you're wrong. I was on the opposite side of that. I think you're wrong.
No, you told me, you said you would never sign him.
No, that I did not.
And you said Hunt, as far as Hunt is concerned, if he goes through anger management and that he does the right thing and pays his dues, you would sign Hunt. Even though I like Hunt when he was coming out in the draft. But Joe Mixon, I believe, is a better player. Not only that, but he paid his dues to a certain point where he's just a better running back. But I really believe that you said you would never sign Joe Mixon, and he actually did it, I think, when he was a sophomore in college, whereas Hunt is doing it while he's an NFL player. So it does make a difference.
I appreciate the call, Donald. I don't remember saying that, because I was kind of on the other side of that. I wanted them to take a chance on Joe Mixon because I didn't think many other teams would. I don't remember saying that. I certainly wouldn't have said it like, you know, Donald just said I did. I would never sign Joe. No. I don't say those things. I give people second chances, especially if they're good players. T on a cell, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, T?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing, man?
Oh, it's your world, man. Big fan of yours, man. I respect you a lot, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that, T.
Yeah, one quick thing on the Eagles that I want to get the folks. Only thing I have to say is people can't have it both ways, which the first part I'm going to say I agree with. You can't turn around and say, well, the defense, I'm not judging that because of the dread quarterbacks. Yeah, that's true. But then you can't turn around and have the other way when that front seven of the Redskins is good and the linebackers and their quarterbacks. Then you're going to say, well, I didn't see nothing. I can't judge the offense. Oh, yes, you can. Yeah, you can. So, I mean, you can't have it both ways. And that's all I have to say about the Eagles. But my main thing I really call for is, can we stop it, man? There's nothing wrong with Markelle Fultz. What was going to happen is he was going to get benched, and they probably was going to send him to the D-League. And he called his agent and said, man, I don't care what you're doing, man. I'm not going to the D-League. Yep. I can't do this. And his agent said, don't worry about it. I'm going to handle it. Joe, you've been around a long time. You know, anytime you get past two opinions, you're looking for something. Because you can't find none. So So after you get to see two doctors, you went from trying to see if something wrong to trying to find something wrong.
Yep.
And that's the real truth of that.
I
appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks, T. I appreciate it, man. I don't believe it for a second. Not for a second. I think he went off the grid to get other looks from a shoulder specialist because he was embarrassed. And he's looking, he was right. I think he was looking for someone to diagnose him with a problem. Just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Speaking of opinions, a guy who's never short of opinions, good friend of the program, he's Steve Callis. What's up, Steven?
Everything's good, Joe. Great to be with you.
You too, my man. Thanks for taking the time. All right, you saw last night's game. We were texting the whole time. They out first down Washington 28-10. They were in the red zone five times. They doubled them in yardage. They won the turnover battle. Time of possession 40-20. They only had a one-point lead in the fourth quarter. How do you view last night's game? Every win's a good win, but in terms of how they played, how they got there, good or bad?
Well, I'll say good because I think Carson Wentz showed us a little more mobility than he's been showing. He threw a touchdown pass off the wrong foot. I thought you saw something from Sproles that you haven't seen in 2 years, right? That one touchdown run was Darren Sproles.
Yep.
You're hoping to get more of that. I know you won't tell everybody everything I texted, but most of my texts were blitz, Jim, blitz. And I just got to say this.
Jimmy.
I just have to say this. It's 14-10. You're not getting the pass rush this year. You got last year with four. I'm sorry. But it's 14-10. Mark Sanchez is in the game. Well, first of all, on the very first play that Mark Sanchez is in the game, which was a 90-yard TD run by Adrian Peterson, you might want to put 9, 10, 11 guys in the box because he ain't throwing the ball.
He's not throwing the ball. Everyone in the stadium and beyond knew they weren't throwing the ball there.
That might be the most incredible run of the year because of the situation. Look who your quarterback was.
Biggest play versus the Eagles ever.
Yes, and gave them at least a fighting chance. You didn't think, you knew the Eagles were going to wear down Mark Sanchez. But I'll also say this. Now it's 14-10, and Sanchez has the ball. And I counted. He threw five complete passes in a row. 5 for 5 on that field goal drive.
Yep.
He threw five complete passes in a row. And all five times the Eagles rush four. Now, again, I understand you want to be stubborn. I can get pressure with four. I can do it. I can do it. This is Mark Sanchez there. If you put any pressure on him, he's going to crumble. And I have no idea why they didn't bring five or even six on a bunch of those. And later in the half, they did blitz a few times, and they got some good results. I think they had five when they made that interception. But my goodness, now you're facing, you know who you're facing now. You're facing Dallas, you're facing the Rams, you're facing the Texans.
Bring more people, Jim. I think he's a problem this year. The offense hasn't been able to get going. 6-6 after 13-3 last year. And really, they were 13-2. I always throw out that Dallas game. By the way, you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris? Chris, are you there, bro?
How you doing?
Hey,
what's
Chris?
Going on, Joe?
How are you, my man?
You know what, Joe? Look, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to talk baseball and Markelle Fultz. Good win by our Eagles, by the way. That was good to see last night. But there was a lot of things that happened in Philadelphia with the Phillies today, with Gene Sikora getting underneath from out of underneath that Santana contract. My God, doesn't that feel good, Joe?
It does.
And then to be on top of that, you know, you got Crawford. Do you think he got a fair shake here? Because I don't, and I had high hopes for JP. I did because of his family, and maybe that's, you know, too much to go on. But when you look at the Crawfords themselves, like, they were great, good baseball players and may go down as Hall of Famers. That's why I was trying to have hopes for JP. But, you know, hey, maybe the Mariners see something in him that we don't. So, and then look, how about Edwin Diaz with the Mets And Cano, like, you hear the story about them trying to block him and Diaz from signing with the Mets because they wanted him. There's so many pitchers out there now, Joe, that they're looking at. You know this, right?
Of course.
From the J halves of the word to the J, imagine Bumgarners, which I would love. But what do you think about J.A.? Would you want to? Would you like to see him back to
pitch? He would pitch well last year for Toronto. I think the Yankees. I think he can only help. He can only help. You know, he's still a decent pitcher. He's been at it for a while, but he can still get it done. So I'm okay with him going after J.A. Happ. What do you got on the Eagles, Chris?
You know, or Markelle Fultz. The Eagles were good. I said the Eagles were good last time. Markelle Fultz I want to talk about.
Sure.
You know, Markelle Fultz, this bothers me because you know what? And I've heard it a little bit tonight, and it's kind of back from what I thought that, you know, when you pull, and you said it, when you pull a power play like this, you look selfish. And Markelle Fultz needs to humble himself and take a good look in the mirror because at this point in his career, he has done nothing. You may have made it to the NBA, but you haven't done anything to cement your legacy. And until you get it in your head, stop being lackadaisical when you're on the court, you're never going to get things done. But here's what I'll ask you. Do you think that Brett Brown has him written into the play at all? Because when he brings that ball up, hands it off, and goes straight to the corner and stays there, I feel like that's almost by design of the play because they don't know what to do with him anymore.
Yeah, that's by design. Yeah, he doesn't move. He stands on the wing.
But see, if you're Markelle Fultz, now are you trying to be more creative than you probably have been in the past because you're trying to show that you deserve to be here? Or, you know, what do you, or are you just looking to get out of there, go find a team and bury yourself for the rest of your career and be a mediocre player on a mediocre team?
Yep. Chris, I appreciate the call, my friend.
Take care, Joe.
You too, babe. So, I'll talk a little bit about Markelle Fultz because I think it's ridiculous, this thoracic outlet syndrome. He went looking for a diagnosis. He went looking, I believe, it's my opinion, I don't know this as a fact. First of all, I think he was embarrassed that he still couldn't shoot and he had the hitch in his free throws. He pulls himself out, tries to alibi his game by going to another specialist. He had already seen 10 doctors. 10 doctors. So, I don't get it. I never got it. Not for a second. I never got this situation. It's so bizarre. And it keeps getting more bizarre. He might not play another minute for this team. His trade value is zero right now. I'm sorry. Unless this is actually a thing, this thoracic outlet syndrome, if it's a real thing, and he can come back and play ball like he used to me, that's a long shot. I've been calling him a bust. I'll stick with it. Nothing personal. I think he's probably a good kid. Might need to grow up a little bit. I don't think... Who's going to touch him? Who's going to touch Markelle Fultz? Would you? See, he's radioactive. No one's going to touch him. No trade value and no value to the team. Nice pick. Nice friggin' pick. Good job, Brian. We hardly knew ye. Wonder what Brian Colangelo's doing now. Anyway, I want to play this soundbite again. Doug Peterson, something disturbed me. See if you can point it out. Here you go.
It's a lot of confidence moving forward, and it was really good to see, you know, last night to come out and put that drive together to start to, you know, the run and pass kind of ratio, and then eventually finish off with a score. You know, and it's things that offensively have just kind of missed. We've missed on a couple of things, whether it's execution or it could be a play design by me or, you know, whatever the call, but. Just last night, things kind of came together. I think the guys have really they've really kind of taken it upon themselves to, quite frankly, to kind of clean up a lot of things, you know, and spend more time. I won't say spend more time, but just focusing on the details, on the little things. And when you do that, great things are going to happen. So it's a confidence builder moving forward that we're capable of doing that.
Did you catch it? Come on, it jumped off the airwaves. In my opinion, see if you can get it. Might be a tough get because it's a long soundbite. Let me know what you think. And can this team continue the run? Can this team continue the run? It's already begun. Two straight wins at Big D. They play well there. They very well in Big D. I think Dallas is smelling themselves. That's a good defense. Don't kid yourself. That's a good defense. Dallas is front four led by DeMarcus Lawrence. Talking about pressure and right up the middle. That's how you beat Brady. That's how the Giants beat him in the Super Bowl. That's how Dallas beat the Saints the other night. Pressure up the middle. Drew Brees' worst game of his career. He had like 127 yards passing. Awful. And time of possession was almost 40-20. They kept the Saints off the field. Kept the Saints off the field. Going to be a tough one. People are already penciling in. I'm talking about the national media. Dallas as a lock to win this game. I don't get it. It's the Eagles' season. And they're starting to click a little bit. They're starting to click just a little bit. Still have their problems. Still have their red zone issues. 3 of 5 last night. The fact that they got into the red zone 5 times was impressive. But they had those 2 times. One was a pick. An awful pick. And Carson Wentz said it today. He forced it. He does that a lot. He forces the football, and that's what happens. He did that in the Minnesota game, or the Carolina game. Instead of throwing to Wendell Smallwood, he tried to force one to Alshon Jeffrey, almost got picked. But it led to a turnover. You know, it led to a turnover. But I'm not trying to bring Carson Wentz down. I thought he played a pretty good game last night. Yeah, I thought he played a pretty good game. 27 of 39. 306 yards. Average 7.8. 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. And he had a quarterback rating of 98.9. That's a good day. It's a good day by Carson Wentz. Can they keep this up? Can they continue to fight? Doug Peterson called them resilient. Now, he's right. They could have packed it away. They've scored 50 points since being down to the Giants 19-3. 50 points in 5 quarters. 50 points. That tells me they're clicking. And that was a big comeback. 16 points down. You were getting rolled in the first half. They make the playoffs. They win the division. Just look back at that game. That comeback. It was so bad when it was 19-3. I tweeted it out. This is early 70s bad. That's what it felt like. Felt like that 2-14 team. It was dreadful. So give them credit. Came back, won the football game. Took care of Washington last night. Setting themselves up for the game of the year versus the Cowboys. How about Josh Adams? 20 carries last night. Birds carried the ball 29 times. You know what bothers me? I still hear people say they carried the ball 33 times last night. No, knucklehead. Carson Wentz is down for four of those carries when he took four knees. So don't count that. You sound ridiculous. Call it like it is. He dropped back 39 times, 39 to 29. I'll take that. That's balanced to me in the National Football League, especially with the Eagles, the pass-happy Eagles. Yeah, I'll certainly take that. Josh Adams, 20 carries, 85 yards last night. Good game out of Josh Adams. First drive of the game went 12 plays, 75 yards, took up 7 minutes and 29 seconds. Six passes, six runs. Talk about balance. Of course, the drive took 12 plays. The more plays you run, the bigger the risk. But they don't have a quick strike offense anymore. Last year, boom, 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 right down the field. This year, not so much. Hard to pinpoint the problem. No sacks last night. No sacks last night. Did a nice job. Real nice job. And they sacked Mark Sanchez twice and Colt McCoy once. So they were getting some pressure. I agree with Steve Callis. Blitz, Jim. Blitz. It's painful to watch. It's painful to watch them try to get to the quarterback the whole game with a four-man front. Make the other quarterback uncomfortable. Pressure up the middle. It's so frustrating to me to watch. But again, at the end of the day, they only gave up 13 points. At the end of the day, they only gave up 13 points. Before that New Orleans game, they were giving up 18 points a game, which is tremendous. Tells me you should be winning more than six ball games in 12. Shot up to 22 after the New Orleans debacle, 48-7. Yeah, the defense, deceptively okay. They don't give up a ton of points except to New Orleans. But they're frustrating to watch. And in two games in particular, they couldn't get a stop when they needed to. And I said at the time, not that this was like some profound piece of wisdom, but I said at the time, we're going to look back, circle those two games. Even if it was just one game, circle one game, circle two games. They blew a 14-point lead to Tennessee, to Marcus Mariota. And that 4th-and-15 play will still haunt me. And they blew a 17-point lead to Carolina in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, couldn't get a stop. Just couldn't get a stop. They don't give up a ton of points, but when they need to make a stop, they failed this year for the most part. Been a frustrating year. I blame the coaches. I think the offense is pretty benign. No creativity. Last year, 4th-and-goal with the 1. You throw out the Philly special. This year, Josh Adams up the middle gets killed. And even if he didn't get killed, he had nowhere to run up the middle. Nowhere to run up the middle. Switching gears a little bit, what about Kareem Hunt? Would anybody take a shot with him right now? Do you think the Eagles should have put in a claim? Sign him as a free agent and then go through the process? Yeah, not a chance around here. Not for a second, I don't think. What he did was disgusting and ridiculous. But he's young. did a dumb thing, did a bad thing. If he does go through the process, I think he's remorseful. I really do. That interview with Lisa Salters, he seemed genuine and sincere. Big time popular in that KC locker room. Big time popular. See, I don't think the Eagles will take a shot with him. But I respectfully disagree with Devon. Someone will. Would you take a shot with Kareem Hunt? He's just what you need. Just what you need. Just what this team needs. Caller called in earlier tonight. And I get where he's coming from. Because sometimes owners do things or don't do things because they don't want the lashback. They don't want the protesters. They don't want the negative press. To me, who cares? Doesn't affect your bottom line, and it helps you win ball games. You're in the business of winning football games. Yeah, I never got that. Never got that. Yeah, it's incredible. You're in the business of winning football games. Doesn't affect your bottom line. Who cares if you're, you know, getting yelled at, various epithets thrown your way, protesters outside NovaCare, some backlash in the media. Hell, they signed Michael Vick when he was radioactive. Now, I heard Mike Missanelli say today, yeah, but he served his time. He did serve 23 months in Fort Leavenworth. And they took a shot on him. See, here's the deal. They're not going to take a shot on him now. Talk about radioactive. I don't know when someone will sign him, but someone's going to sign him. And then Devon, you know, compared it to the Ray Rice situation because Ray Rice never played another down of football. And I don't think it was just because of the video, which was bad. It's because he was averaging 3 yards a carry. Talent rules in the National Football League. In all leagues, talent rules. While Kareem Hunt is averaging almost 5 yards per carry. He's an absolute stud. Absolute stud. Would you take a shot with Kareem Hunt, knowing what you know, seeing what you saw? Would you take a shot with Kareem Hunt, knowing he'd be just what you need from a football standpoint? 610-632-0975. Tom and Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Yo, you gotta be kidding me, bro.
What's up?
I mean, normally I listen to you and I love everything you say.
Thank you.
But you have to, I don't know, you gotta think this one along here. Kareem Hunt, you see the video?
If he, I made a qualifier, if he goes through the process, goes through the classes, shows tremendous remorse, anger management, domestic violence classes, if he does his diligence in those areas, I'd give him a shot.
Okay. Now, to me, you know, Michael Vick, you mentioned Michael Vick.
Yep.
He did his time.
Yep.
So, your qualifier is, and I want to ask you about the Sixers before we hang up.
Sure.
If we can.
Yeah.
I would think that next year is a goner for Kareem Hunt.
What do you mean?
Should be. Like, he shouldn't be able to play.
But you know someone's going to pick him up.
What's that?
You know someone's going to pick him up.
No. I mean,
hell, the Redskins put a claim in for Reuben Foster. To me, he has a history of problems.
Right, and he's worse, if you want to...
He appears worse, yes.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, Hunt, his suspension should be, you can't play next year either. But what are the NFL standards? I don't know.
No one knows, because it seems like it's random.
That's a gray area, right?
Yeah, it's a gray area. It's completely random. So let me ask you this. You don't think he should play next year? What about the year after? Or do you think he deserves a lifetime ban?
I just answered this question to somebody tonight. Actually, we were having dinner.
Sure.
And I said I don't think he should lose his ability to earn lifetime income.
Sure.
I mean that's not. I mean if he does it again, like everybody gets a shot, you know, the second shot.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But I thought you were saying, all right, let's pick him up now.
No. No, not now. It will never happen in a million years. No, that's okay. No, that's okay. No, I wouldn't pick him up now. I would wait to see what happens, go through the process, and then I might take a shot on him. But it's certainly not now.
Tomorrow with the Sixers, what are your thoughts?
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a good barometer.
It is a huge barometer.
Last time they didn't have Jimmy Butler. They have Jimmy Butler now. It's going to be a barometer to see where this team is because they now have a big three, which they obviously didn't have before Jimmy Butler, came to town. But you got blown out. They got blown out a couple times. Boston opening night. They now have a big three and can compete. I don't know if they could compete with the Warriors, but I think they have a shot, of winning the East. I think they have a shot.
They're done. I don't think they're done for completing the process.
I don't either. I think there's another move to be made. I applaud Elton Brand for landing Jimmy Butler.
I do too.
Great job.
You know what? He was in there for what? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And you know what? So let's go after it.
No, I agree. They have a chance to make a run. They have a big three. Hey, Tommy, I got to go. I appreciate the call, man, and thank you for the kind words. We got to take a break. Couple open phone lines right now, 610-632-0975. Talking Eagles. I might play that soundbite again, and then I'm just going to tell you what it is, and we can talk about it. I was asking what part of that soundbite is disturbing. It's disturbing to me. See if you can pick up on it. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak till midnight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said...
When we donate 1 million pairs of socks... I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Shop Lowe's and save on a Craftsman 81-piece mechanics tool set, now just $89.98. The set includes drive tools, sockets, an extension, and a 120-tooth ratchet with a 3-degree arc swing, making it easier to get into those hard-to-reach spaces. Plus, it's backed by a full lifetime warranty, so you can be sure the tool you need will be there when you need it. Get yours today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman.
Valid through 12/5 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. And an extra 15% off beauty. Plus, join us for Macy's 12 Days of Fun, in-store and online. Go caroling. Let your kids get crafty. Shop with your besties. Get in the holiday spirit with beauty updates, hand-picked gifts, free gift wrap, expert style advice, and more. 12 Days of Fun is happening now through December 10th at Macy's. Savings on sale prices, exclusions apply.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Dallas this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Hey, everyone, this is Trey Thomas. And if your office is having a holiday party, I want to be there. And I'll bring a party tray from Philly Pretzel Factory. Email me at pretzel@975thefanatic.com and tell me why your office needs a pretzel party with me, Trey Thomas. You'll receive a Philly Pretzel Factory party tray delivered by yours truly. And I'll bring their yummy seasonal dips and some cool 975 prizes, too. No office party plan yet? No problem. Email me at pretzel@975thefanatic and we'll get one on the calendar. See you at the office and I'll bring the pretzels.
Healthy holiday tips are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Use the buddy system. Don't go to a party alone. Bring someone with you that you can count on to support you if needed while you're there, or who will leave with you when you're ready. Recovery Centers of America provides high quality addiction treatment. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery.
Having trouble finding the perfect gift for the outdoorsman or woman in your life? This holiday season, come to French Creek Outfitters and choose from a great selection of outdoor gear for whether they hunt, fish, hike, or paddle. Keep warm this winter with high-quality hats, gloves, and winter boots. Whether it's fleece, long underwear, mittens, Carhartt clothing, or gift cards, French Creek has you covered. Located on Route 23 in Phoenixville and online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Hey, Philly fans. Don't miss the 76ers battle the Raptors with your favorite broadcasters calling the shots on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The showdown starts at 7:30 on NBC Sports Philadelphia and the My Teams app.
Sports talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County.
97.5 on The Fanatic.
There. Tremendous song by Mariah Carey, one of my faves, trying to get into the spirit. I'm excited about next Sunday. It is Dallas week, a season on the brink. It all comes down to Sunday. It appears the conversation is now steering towards Kareem Hunt. I didn't intend that, but he's a lightning rod subject. So if you want to call in about Kareem Hunt and if the Eagles should take a shot on him, after he goes through the process, let me know what you think. 610-632-0975. Steve in Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Ant.
How you doing, babe?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, man?
Good. I want to jump on this Kareem Hunt thing since it came out. It's everywhere, you know. And I just want to throw my piece out there. If I were the Eagles, I would definitely jump in there and get the guy. I mean, the city loves winners.
When? Right now? In, right now or after he goes through whatever he needs to go through?
I mean, after he goes through his process. But a process of a year, I don't see that benefiting anyone. You take a year off from football, you're not going to be any good that year coming back in.
Yeah, that's somewhat of a problem. I don't think he's going to miss next year. He'll get suspended for a few games, and someone will sign him.
I take that risk because even like with Michael Vick, we like winners. If he comes in and tears it up, they're going to love him. If he comes in and he's not what he was, then you're going to hear those problems from our Philly fans.
Winning cures all. Talent above all else. Ray Rice was done at the end of his career, and that's why no one signed him, along with that video, that awful video. Kareem Hunt, still in his prime, not in his prime, second year. Stud back out of Toledo, beat up on the Eagles last year. It really helps that offense in KC, that high-powered offense. And now he's done. Unfortunately, he's done. It's a shame, but he's also averaging almost 5 yards per carry. Someone will take a shot on him.
Right, and I don't see why we shouldn't. I mean, guys on the team, they can get around him. He's a young guy. You can still get him going. He's not like an older guy who's been around for a while. He should have been new. Guys can mold him around. You know, bring him in.
Oh,
he had to lose.
He's a baby, and I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Brian in Philly, on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Well, let me get you on speaker here.
What's that, man?
Hey.
Oh, okay, gotcha. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm taking off speaker. So two things. One, I'm stoked for the Eagles-Cowboys game this Sunday. I think big Eagles win going on.
Yeah, it sets up for a real hyped drama-type football game.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about 3 points for a minute.
Sure.
Playing the NFL is a privilege. I don't think you should ever get a job again. Is it also going to be a personal result?
Can you say that again, bro? You kind of went out.
Playing in the NFL is a privilege, not a right. So if he wants to get a job somewhere else, that's fine. And I listened to an interview on Sunday. He didn't seem very sincere in Detroit. When they asked him what he did, he said, "Well, I don't think it matters right then."
Yeah, he didn't want to get into it. Yeah, he probably should have answered that question.
When my kid doesn't normally apologize, I say, "What are you sorry for?" You got to say what you're sorry for. You can't just say you're sorry. And he seemed like he apologized to his team and his coach more than the girl he actually kicked and beat. Like, I know he's going
to... He apologized to her. He did contact her and apologize.
All right. Well, I don't know if I said in the interview. And I know someone's going to sign him next year. I know someone's going to sign him next year. I just don't think he's very sincere. Because, I mean, you realize this is the third incident, right? There was a bar fight a month before that. And then there was the issue back at Ohio State. Like, he's got some kind of issue with anger or, you know, something going wrong with him because...
What happened at Ohio State? He went to Toledo.
I think he was at an Ohio State game. He got in a fight with somebody.
Oh, okay, against Ohio State.
And there was a bar fight a month before this incident with the girl.
Well, it's certainly not good if incidents are piling up. I appreciate the call, my friend. Let's go to Mike in Coachville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. You know, I definitely do not want Kareem Hunt on the Eagles. I like bringing in guys that could help the chemistry of the team, guys that you can root for as players and as people. You know, you got Barwin, Chris Long, you know, Carson Wentz, Malcolm Jenkins. Obviously, Barwin's gone. But, you know, people that have talent but also have added that chemistry.
Yep.
You know, Kareem Hunt, I'm never going to be able to root for the guy. The same reason I have a LeSean McCoy jersey, I'm never wearing that again.
LeSean McCoy is just brutal.
Yeah.
As a human being, he's just brutal.
Yeah, and I know he's got a longer track record, and people can make the argument. And, you know, I get it. It was one mistake. What if he turns his life around? I know that's the scenario you're putting forward. I just don't think I will ever be able to view him as someone who has turned his life around, whether he says the right thing, does the right thing. And maybe it's because of the video. I guess maybe that's a double standard. It's not fair to him, but, you know, Joe Mixon, Ray Rice, him, you know, being able to see what he did, I just don't think I'll be able to ever erase that from my mind of how I judge him.
All right. I mean, that's fair. You know, a lot of people coming down on your side don't want any parts of him. He's radioactive. Jeffrey Lurie is not going to sign him. So if you're trying to get your hopes up out there in caller land, don't get your hopes up. I would be shocked if Jeffrey Lurie put in a claim for him. Actually, he doesn't have to put a claim in. He could sign him as a free agent at this point.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't really put it together until right now, but what do you think it is with running backs in particular? I mean, I know there's other players that have done this type of, you know, crime.
Yeah.
But when you look at Ray Rice, Mixon, McCoy, Hunt, I mean, what? It
You're
can't
right.
be coincidence that all the big names are talented running backs.
That's it. Well, you got Reuben Foster out there.
True. I mean, there's always going to be a couple others in there.
Greg Hardy.
Like you know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's going to be some other nut jobs. It seems like for some reason,
yeah,
It's been hitting the running back position, whatever.
I didn't put that together. I appreciate the call, Michael. Okay, so where do you fall on Kareem Hunt? We'll talk Kareem Hunt. Eagles could certainly use a guy like Kareem Hunt if he goes through the process. Just throwing it out there. We had a guy call in earlier. He wants to pick him up now. Right now. Go after him. He doesn't care about videos or domestic issues. He wants to win football games. See, what's the price to pay if after all he does and he goes through the process, you sign him? I mean, you're going to get your protesters and your women against domestic violence people. You're going to get a backlash. But who cares? They took a major hit in terms of a backlash with Michael Vick. Didn't affect the bottom line at all. And within a year, he was a fan favorite. And he turned his program around. He's like, by all accounts, a really good person. Straightened his act up. Who cares about backlash? Doesn't affect the bottom line. Doesn't affect the bottom line. What are you worried about? Are they going to hurt your feelings? You're in the business of winning football games. Wendy on a cell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Wendy?
Hi. Hi, doll. I can't believe that you're saying that right now.
We're saying what?
You're like, oh, is there going to be any backlash? Yes. Is there going to be any fallout? Yes. Is there going to be any women that are going to be offended? Yes.
But who cares? If you're the owner, who cares?
Right. Because it's him. Fair enough. But that's not that. I hope to God that the Philadelphia Eagles have enough integrity to say no.
They're not going to sign him. They're not going to go anywhere near him.
I know. But you're saying that, like, you're going, oh, okay. Well, are they going to do this? No. Are they going to do this? No. And I'm on the other side of the, phone. I'm going, you're like, yes. And I'm like, no. 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 Well, the reason I was calling, though, let me lighten it up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, the terrible calls and the terrible, oh my God, Witten last night.
Is he that bad? Everyone says, I talked about this with Devon earlier because a caller called in and the conversation actually went in a Jason Witten direction. Is he that bad? Devon thinks he's horrendous, and I hear that a lot.
Oh my God, he's terrible.
What's he terrible at?
Oh my gosh.
How can you be terrible? You're a player, you're a Hall of Famer, you're there to analyze the football game. What is he not doing?
Yes, he's supposed to stand there and analyze the football game. Yes, that's his job.
So what is he? Is he not? Is he not doing that?
Job.
What is he doing that makes you think he's awful?
Oh my God, he's a statue. He's just like I like Ertz. He's a good guy. Yeah, that's it.
So he doesn't give you anything, is what you're saying?
No, he doesn't. And what's worse is that nobody's brought this up. Tony Romo. Oh my God, he drives me crazy. You guys don't really have to listen to him because you don't really watch like a lot of other games. Tony Romo goes, oh, and this guy needs to make this play and he needs to run this way and he's gonna do this and he's gonna do that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, brilliant. That makes me more crazy.
Why?
Because what? Yeah, you're not the quarterback anymore. Don't tell me what the quarterback is going to do, and don't tell me what play they're going to make.
Do you want to be surprised? Because I think it's interesting that he knows what's going to happen before it happens.
No, he thinks he knows. This is what I would do. This is what I would do.
You're funny, Wendy. You're funny. That's okay. No, I appreciate you. And I appreciate it's 11:40. I appreciate you calling, Wendy. Have a good night, all right?
You too, sweetheart.
Thanks, Wendy. 11:40, and she's calling the show. That's great stuff. Here's to Wendy. Getting it done. I guess I have to listen to Jason Witten. We got to take a break. On the other side, I'll tell you what Doug Peterson said that bothers me. And I have no idea how Jason Witten can be that bad, but apparently he's that bad. 610-632-0975. Joe Stasiak here till midnight.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Time is running out on Window Nation's Deal of the Year. This week is the final week for buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free with no limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Temperatures have fallen. You feeling that cold air coming into your home? It's only going to get colder over the next couple of months, and your energy bills are starting to rise. So now's the time to get those windows replaced. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. This is the final week of the best offer of the year from Window Nation. This absolutely ends Sunday. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus 0% interest for 5 years. Call today, 866-90-NATION, and save thousands on your windows and your energy bills. Use for holiday shopping this season. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Right now is the perfect time to try FanDuel Sportsbook, because FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet. That's a $500 bet completely risk-free. Not sure what to use your $500 risk-free bet on? Well, what about the NFL, NBA, or NHL championships? Who are you taking? Right now, I like New Orleans for the NFL, but you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport when you use my code Bob. FanDuel Sportsbook is available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in Jersey. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to bet anywhere in the great Garden State. Sign up with my promo code Bob and make your first bet on any money line, spread, or prop. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com today.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save every day on the materials and supplies they use most when they buy in bulk. Now you can get up to 15% off select in-stock drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board when you buy in bulk. Plus, you can get 30% off select in-stock fiberglass insulation. And our dedicated pro team is here to help you get it all loaded up and get you back on the job. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Minimum purchase required. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. For a limited time, switch to get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offerings 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's 3 locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Everybody, getting into the spirit. That's Hey Hey Christmas Day by Liv. I thought she was going to explode. I actually shot some video and did a piece on Ronald McDonald houses. And she was there performing for the crowd. I saw it live. Her agent gave me a CD and my kids love it. Can't get enough of it. I think she's great. She's not national yet, though. I don't know why. Anyway, this week only, get two tickets to Sahara Sam's Oasis for just $33. Located in West Berlin, Sahara Sam's is New Jersey's largest indoor water park. This exclusive offer is the perfect gift for the whole family this holiday season. Hurry, this offer is only available now through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, deal. Go out and get it done, folks. Go out and get it done. Key to Sunday's game, stop Zeke Elliott. Stop Zeke Elliott. This four-game winning streak Dallas is on started here in Philadelphia. 19 carries, 151 yards. Then a win at Atlanta. 23 carries, 122 yards. Then on Thanksgiving Day, 26 carries, 121 yards. Against New Orleans, 23 carries, 76 yards. All right, didn't do much in that game. Killed the other three games. Killed the other three games. And they won them all. Get what I'm saying? Got to stop Zeke. Dak looks a lot better when Zeke runs the football. Takes pressure off him. Moves the ball down the field. Dak doesn't throw down the field. Their best down the field guy is Zeke Elliott if he can break some tackles. I don't know what the Cowboys are going to do, by the way, when it's time to pay Dak. Do you invest heavily in a guy that, to me, is an above-average quarterback? Jerry Jones is going to have a decision to make on Dak. I think he's going to back the truck up for Dak. He's a big fan of his. Anyway, here's the scenarios. The division leaders, the Rams, at 11-1, Saints 10-2, Bears 8-4, Cowboys 7-5. Wild card leaders, Seahawks 7-5, and the Vikings 6-5-1. In the hunt, Carolina, the Eagles, and the Redskins all at 6-6. Buccaneers are still in it, technically 5-7. Now, Seattle and Minnesota play this weekend. I think you have to root for Seattle here. Let them take one of the wild card spots. It's easier to catch the Vikings. A loss and they'd be 6-6-1. The Eagles win, they're 7-6. They have that half game advantage. The Eagles lose, it's over. It's finished. Finito. It's done if they lose this game. I thought they were done when they lost the first game to Dallas. That hurt. That one hurt. Home national television against one of your arch rivals and you lay an egg. Couldn't make a stop. That's what I mean about the defense. Their numbers are okay. Couldn't make a stop on that last drive. Come back all the way to tie the game at 20 and couldn't make a stop on that last drive. Dallas went right down the field, scored the ball. That's the ball game. And Carson Wentz did nothing on his opportunity to drive the Birds down the field. That game bothered me. Let's go to T.Y. on, well, he's on the turnpike right now. What's up, T.Y.? Ty. Hey, Ty, you're on with us, brother. You're live. Ah, so much for Ty. Let's play that soundbite one more time. This is Doug Peterson today, and something he says really disturbs me.
It's a lot of confidence moving forward, and it was really good to see, you know, last night to come out and put that drive together to start to, you know, the run and pass kind of ratio, and then eventually finish off with a score. You know, and it's things that offensively have just kind of missed. We've missed on a couple of things, whether it's execution or it could be you know play designed by me or, you know, whatever the call. But just last night, things kind of came together. I think the guys have really, they've taken it upon themselves, quite frankly, to kind of clean up a lot of things, and spend more time. I want to say spend more time, but just focusing on the details, on the little things. And when you do that, great things are going to happen. So it's a confidence builder moving forward that we're capable of doing that.
Did you get it? He talked about focusing, cranking up the focus. And then he goes on to say that the team is spending more time. And then he stops himself and says, not more time. They're detailing their work. Yeah, you said it, Doug. You said it. Can't put the toothpaste back in the container, the tube. That implies that they haven't been putting in their time or enough time, in my opinion. They call it detailing your work in the National Football League. That tells you something. They're putting more time in. Obviously, it's worked. They won the last two games. But that's what I think Malcolm Jenkins was talking about a little while ago. Accountability. No one's accountable. Well, it looks like they're detailing their work now. Might be too late. But I thought that was disturbing. 6-6 after winning the Super Bowl. Ty on the Turnpike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ty?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just like the conversation we had a couple nights ago, I did a little bit more research just to see what the conversation was really going to be about.
Sure.
But Dak Prescott has been sacked more times than Carson Wentz. He also has more wins than Carson Wentz and both of their careers. So my theory is, how does adding pressure to Dak Prescott's football game equal more wins for you guys when you have to come into our house and actually play us in our stadium? I just don't get it, because you can't stop the run. You can't stop the pass. You haven't beaten anybody that actually did pass against you, and that's all we have been prone to do for the last couple of weeks. I just don't see how you guys can come into Jerry's World and get a victory off of us.
Well, stranger things have happened. I appreciate it, Ty. I let Cowboys fans on. I don't care. I let him speak. He's pretty confident. Confidence is high in Dallas, apparently. But that Doug Peterson bite really disturbed me. They're putting more time in. Oops, not more time. He knew he made a mistake right away. Immediately, they're putting more time in. That's disturbing. It implies they haven't been putting enough time in. Incredible. Just look at their record, 6-6. Cautionary tale. They lose coordinators. They write books. They have a big parade. They don't detail their work. 6-6, right where they should be. Hey, we got to run. Dylan McKinnon, appreciate the job you did tonight. Thanks to Steve Callis for his input tonight and everyone who called in and made the show what it is and what it was. I'm Joe Stasiak. I'm on next on Saturday afternoon. Have a great week, everybody. Late.
97.5, The Fanatic.